serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
Could we please have the reading of We Do Recover at the picnic table?
We do recover. When at the end of the road we find that we can no longer function as human beings, either with or without drugs, we all face the same dilemma. What is there left to do? There seems to be an alternative. Either go on as best we can to the bitter ends, jails, institutions, or death, or find a new way to live. In years gone by, very few addicts have ever had this last choice. Those who are addicted today are more fortunate. For the first time in man's entire history, a simple way has been proven itself in the lives of many addicts. It is available to us all. This is a simple spiritual, not religious program known as Narcotics Anonymous.
Thank you,
Angela. So I would like to introduce the first speaker. I didn't get time to, I don't know of him, but I'm interested to hear what he has to say. It is Sean Jay from the Primary Purpose Group of NA in Beaver County area, NA.
Sean, I'm an addict.
Hey, Sean.
Can you guys give me a second to reopen this with a serenity prayer, please? God.
Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
Amen. Man, this is awesome, for one. You know what I mean? Last year, this time, I was sitting in my back porch, backyard with my pool, my feet in a little pool, with my daughter trying to tame her, so... It's great to be amongst my people again and be outside at a retreat. So, it's always an honor to be able to come out and share for Narcotics Anonymous in the first place, but to get to be around you guys again really makes it feel good. So I came here a couple years ago, right? And, we spent the day, it was nice, and me and my sponsor were cruising down the road, and we're like vibing, the next thing I see there's sirens behind me, and I'm like, I was like, dang. So anyway, long story short, they said I was racing this truck that was way big. I drive this itty bitty little car at first, and they were like, you guys are racing. I was like, this dude had a Hemi. I was like, I ain't got time for that. So I got a $250 ticket when I left here, right? So then to top it off, he's like, just show up, we'll drop it. And I was like, what? I'm from Newcastle, okay? So that's 2 hours and 15 minutes in a complete opposite direction. And he's like, yeah. So anyway, long story short, so I go to fight the ticket, and I got a speeding ticket on my way to fight the ticket. So I got a little resentment towards this kid. But no, I love it, man. And I've always, honestly, it's been one of my, little recovery goals to be able to share a spiritual retreat, because I love being able to, get outside and, get in touch with nature, even though I don't like to do it for too long, because anybody that knows me, it's very hard to pick shoes to come and walk around here all day. It was a whole fiasco this morning trying to figure that out. but no, man, I'm grateful to be here, and like I said, it's always an honor get on the road and travel. To be honest, you make commitments to do things around here, and I'm like, yeah, I'd love to come speak. And then I'm like, it's only 2 hours and 15 minutes. And then as we got closer and where I'm at right now, I was like, I'm not feeling real We Do Recover right now. I was like, and I really don't want to drive all the way 2 hours. It's hot. I'd rather go to the pool or something. I just would rather do that. And I texted my sponsor, even though I knew he wasn't going to have it. I was like, is it wrong if I cancel? And he was like, absolutely not. I was like, all right, bro. I knew it. I was coming anyway. But anyway, I don't break commitments today, no matter what. I gave a lead one time. I had laryngitis and couldn't even speak. And we all sat real quietly and listened to each other. That's just what we do. And that kind of ties into all this. I had to bust out the chapter. I didn't realize there's a reading, but there's a whole chapter, in case nobody knows, about We Do Recover. And it's pretty good, man. And it's kind of been where I'm at and anything. There's a huge hope shot in there. If anything else, the hope that comes out of that chapter for me was huge. And it kind of laid out the the blueprint of like where I came from and like where I'm at now. And it said like, you know, when at the end of the road we find that we no longer can function as human beings, and either with or without drugs, we all face the same dilemma. What is there left to do? Like, I had no idea, man. Like, but I knew like I was done. Like, I'm grateful every day for the gift of desperation that I was granted at the end of my road. I had run and everything to the ground, my life, my family, my friends, and I was just like, had enough pain. They say like, when the pain is great enough, like there is some change will happen. And like, when I got here, there was definitely a significant amount of change that like, I never want to go back to. To start out, my clean date's November 2nd of 2013. And that's a day that I hold really close to my heart. You know, I do whatever I can do to protect it on any given day. I know that if I don't consistently continue to show up for these commitments and do the things that I'm supposed to do and give it back, like, I'll give it up. I've seen a lot of that, man, that, like, I'm grateful that, like, the gift of desperation also came with, like, knowing that, like, there's no graduation date for me. Like, I got a start date, but there's no graduation date. And, like, I continue to keep coming back even when I don't want to, because if I don't, they tell me my pain is always refunded, which is always a no bueno for me. They said addiction brought me to the point complete powerless and useless and surrender. Some 15 years, there was no NA. Like, I'm so grateful for Narcotics Anonymous, man, all the time. I look at my life today versus like what it was, man, and it was no life. You know, there was nothing. And like I said, I had burned everything to the ground and it wasn't going anywhere. And like, I'm grateful for like the part to like keep coming back, because November 2nd, this is my first clean date. Like, gratefully enough, it'll be my last. But I had to come here and get some, like, I had to go do some more research a few times and get some more pain. But when I had finally, you know, I had been introduced, so I knew that like there was a place that like I could go get some help. I knew there was a place that people could like get well if like when they were doing certain things. At first I thought like I should just show up to a Narcotics Anonymous meeting and they'd be like, okay, you're clean, here's multiple years clean. And I was like, and that didn't happen. I would get a little frustrated, you know. But they told me that like I had to like surrender. It said like recovery begins with like complete surrender. And there's so many different levels to that. Like, so many. Like, I had to like completely give up Sean's will. I had to completely let go of like this way of life that like I was trying to carry on for so long that wasn't built for me. I tried and tried Sean's way for so many years in so many different ways, and it just never worked, man. It said, Narcotics Anonymous, we learn to share our hopelessness and anger and fear and addiction with common and cannot control or old ideas or what got us in trouble. Like, there's been so many times throughout the last years that, like, I couldn't have got through it without you guys. Like, I think, like, I look back at, like, the good, bad, and indifferent in the last 8 years, and, like, I know for a fact that, like, I wouldn't have been able to survive without Narcotics Anonymous. When I first got clean, like, when I had, like, 70 days clean, I lost my father, like, really unexpectedly. And it was probably the hardest thing I had to experience. And I had somebody, one of my predecessors told me, like, are you ready to enter the No Matter What Club? And I was like, what the hell is that? I was like, I hope it don't cost no money, because I ain't got it. You know what I mean? They still was only trying to give me, like, four quarters, like, eight quarters to get my little double-double coffee at Dunkin' Donuts, you know, across from Trinity. So she was like, no. And she was like, you just don't use No Matter What. She's like, good, bad, or indifferent. Like, you shoot up and show up and you keep coming back and you don't use. And I was like, all right, it's worth a shot. You know, like, I had never experienced any type of pain like that, you know, clean, using or clean. So I didn't know what to do. And like, I kept coming back and like, I shared honestly and I let people know how I was at. And people loved me through that situation until I could love myself and give me something to stand on. And like, I thought before that, like, they had told me like to go to meetings and like get a sponsor and work steps and like do all these things, and like I didn't understand that like I was in conditioning, you know what I mean, for this time that was about to come. So I had laid these bricks into my foundation. I'm getting bitter. laid these bricks into my foundation, right? So like when it came the time for like a true no matter what, like when rubber hits the road, because like I can sit here and share about it. You know what I mean? Anybody can say, I'm not gonna pick up no matter what. But like when I got punched in the gut, like I didn't pick up no matter what, man. And it kind of showed me, like, solidified for me that, like, with application of this program, like, nobody fails. Like, I can sit here and work steps. I can do all the service work. I can tell you every spiritual principle, recite it. But if I'm not truly applicating that to my life, like, you're useless. You know, there's no growth, there's no recovery for me. Like, I always tell my sponsees and, like, new people, like, with like being able to slow myself down in situations and handle them in a different manner, like, either rather big or small, like, self-checkout. Like, instead of checking out, like, 3 instead of 4, you know what I mean? Like, that's major for me. Like, and not, like, being able to, like, not meet my daughter's mom with aggression and tell her I hate her every 5 minutes, like, that's recovery for me, you know? But these are all spiritual principles that, like, I get here, that, like, I come and I gather and have, like, acceptance. That's probably the hardest one I get every day. So it's major. I'm trying to read this book, which is not the hit, because I'm not that guy. You know, I was walking around up there like, oh, I've got my basic text. I look like I'm about something. Like, it's all highlighted, all cute and stuff. Meanwhile, the real one at home got a lot of dust on it. So, yeah, we're not going to talk about it. You know, I just keep it honest. You know, there's so many good things in this book and in that chapter alone that, like, I wanted to make sure I touched on, but, like, at this point it's bothered me trying to keep up with it. But so I come in here, man, I was broken, I was defeated, and I was ready to find a new way of life. You know, they told me, like, complete absence, all mood and mind altering substance, like, recovery was possible. You know, like, I know, you know, we live in a generation now of recovery where, like, there's some outside forces that are kind of, you know, prompting people. I got clean on complete abstinence and all mood and minor altering substance. I know if I take the first one, all bets are off. You know, that upset, they talk about obsession and compulsion in there that, like, I don't wish on my worst enemy. I had a client the other day, and because I work in recovery, and he was like, I've been doing meth and smoking crack for a month and a half. And he's like, I just need somebody to talk to. I said, bro, we can sit here and talk to your blue in the face, so I'm blue in the face for hours upon hours. I said, but when you walk out that door, you're using, right? And he was like, absolutely. I said, because you no longer have control. I said, you no longer have the ability to make the choice of, like, I'm not taking that first one. So now, like, when I get powerless, like, the point that I'm powerless over the drugs, like, I have control over Shauna. Like, if I don't pick up the first one, like, it can't do me no harm. You know, I can't just walk down the street and be like, oh, shit, I'm hot, and then it's a wrap. You know, like, I physically have to pick it up and put it in me. And some days, that's kind of hard. You know, still, there's days where, like, I'm like, I don't want to feel how I feel, and I don't want to think how I'm thinking. I don't like the situation. You know, and then I said, we tried to, like, you know, change the reality of, like, where we're at and, like, what's going on. And I don't like that sometimes, man. Like, I don't like to have to just go with the flow and have acceptance and be powerless and loving and caring and compassion. But, like, I know that, like, those are all the things that I have to live with today to be the man that I know I'm supposed to be. And it's tough because, like, I'm still wired funny. Like, I'm gifted with the gift of desperation and the awareness that, like, I'm truly really sick still with multiple years clean. Like, that I do not have a graduation day, and, like, that first one will still have power over me like the last one did if I take it. It's a little warm in here. But I'm flowing. One thing they told me that I had to do when I get in here is, like, they told me I had to surrender with a new way of life. I had to let go of my old ways and behaviors and all these things and attitudes, actions, and behaviors. I need to work steps, you know, to get that growth. And to share a little bit of where I'm at, it's like I've done a lot of work in here and I've worked a few steps, but, like, I've halted the process of my journey, you know, because I haven't done, we're going to go honest, I've passed a 7-step in over way too many years. Even in recovery, like, I have carried these ways for so long that, like, no longer suit me for the man that, like, I want to be. Like, I'm talking defects that literally have me strangled to the point where, like, I can't breathe anymore. And, like, I have tried so hard to, like, continue to carry these ways and these things, like, for all these years, and, like, my higher power has finally put me in a spot where, like, I don't need those things anymore, man. And, like, I know that, like, if I continue the process, like, we do recover, you know what I mean? And, like, these areas, like, will get better if I allow the program to work in it. Because don't get it wrong, there's areas where I'm like, oh, I'm powerless, and, like, let God work over here, and, like, this is cool. But there's those ones that I keep close to me, and I'm like, no, you can't have that one. You know what I mean? You can't do that to me. I want that. Like, that's cool. But when they said, like, I have to completely surrender to this program, man, and allow it to work in all of my affairs, that's, for me, is where, like, recovery is and where the growth happens. So I find myself in this spot where, like, I've, like, uncomfortability, man. Like, I'm just really uncomfortable. I've been trying to, like, get closer to my higher power. I've been trying to, like, get back in position, you know what I mean? Because I have stepped away, and it's scary, man. But I know that, like, I have to trust the process. I have to continue to put one foot in front of it, continue to do the basics of this program, and, like, we do recover, which is great for me. There's so much hope in there that, like, I'm truly blessed that, like, I found Narcotics Anonymous, because it said, like, at one point, like, nobody had this place to come to. There's still a lot of people out there that don't know about us or how it works. You know, I advocate it in my personal and professional life at all times. Like, I don't really, you know, tell them where I'm going, but, like, I tell you how it works, like, what I'm doing. You know what I mean? This process, man, has blessed me into this guy and this man that stands before you that, like, I never dreamt possible, with just, like, working steps and putting a little bit of action behind things. It still blows me away that, like, I'm coming up on almost 8 years clean. Like, I remember a time where, like, 8 minutes seemed like a lifetime, you know? And, like, I feel like sometimes I get away from that and, like, don't get the gratitude and the experience of, like, truly the impact that that has, because, like, so many people are dying nowadays. And I've buried so many good people that, like, had the desire to stay clean but didn't match it with no willingness, you know? And don't get it wrong, like, there's many days that I'm not willing to do certain things, you know, still. But, like, I do it to the best of my ability. And, like, I may fall short, but, like, I don't have to take the first one no matter what. They said, like, any addict can use your desire to use and find a new way of life. And, like, I've done it through Narcotics Anonymous. And if I can, you can. That's all I got. Thanks for listening.
I'd like to introduce the second speaker. His name's Dan T. from the Monday Meditations Group in Bayer Valley area.
I'm a sap, what can I say? I cry a lot. I'm Dan, I'm an addict.
Amen.
Hi, everybody. I'll take a minute, pray to my God. You can pray to yours. And I want to just ask to speak from the heart and speak the truth. All right. Again, I'm Dan, I'm an addict.
Hi, Dan.
I'm just full of, I'm full of love today. I'm full of gratitude, and I just cry about that. It warms my heart, and it just brings that out of me. And I think that's what what I recovered. I mean, so happy today of who I am, what I've become, a positive program. And I've been a miserable prick for a long, time. I didn't get here until I was 47. So I got like 3.5 decades out there beating my freaking head against the wall, just trying to be okay. I didn't know what was wrong with me, and I just wanted to be okay. It was not like I was a bad dude. I just trying to be all right, and I just couldn't figure out what that was. And like when I do this H&I thing, like when I go speak whatever for H&I, and I tell them like where I've been, and then I tell them, you know, how my life's changed. I tell them how, like, I have the love and respect of my family today. You know, I mean, I put them through hell for a long time, and I stole from them. I got some, a lot of creepy stuff from my family. But today, they love me.
They love me. And I'm actually
a go-to guy. I'm the guy they call when they want some help. I'm the guy they call they can depend on. I'm that guy. And that's great. And at work, I'm a trusted, valued employee. I have keys to everything. They gave me, I'm a two-time felon. They gave me keys to everything, the office, the plants, the truck, everything. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? And I work on some pretty cool stuff. You know, it's high dollar shit that I work on. And they put things, you know, they make it and put it together off of what I do. And they know that I'm showing up and I'm dependable and reliable and confident. I was a fucking crackhead. You know what I mean? I didn't care. There's just periods in my life where I just went off, I call it the dark side. Now I always try to be okay, but there's some periods where I was just off the grid, just like, whoa. That's just where my addiction takes me. And in my neighborhood, you know, I got a little dog. Everybody knows my dog, Ked. He's a Beaver Valley mascot. He's got more clean time than me. Everybody loves this dog, and when I walk through my neighborhood, I can't get a block or two without someone saying, "Hey, Dan, hi, Dan," or they stop and talk to me, you know, and it's really cool, that sense of belonging and purpose and meaning in my community, you know. Before NA, I was at odds with everybody in my neighborhood. My neighbor, I wanted to punch her in the head, man. I'm serious. This older lady, she would feed these cats in my yard, and I didn't want her to do that. She didn't get that. And I was really out there, like, I was thought about punching her. I was angry inside. I wanted to hit her. So I couldn't do that. I know I get in trouble. I got a history, and I didn't need no more of that. So I called the cop. But anyway, this same lady brings me baked goods and leftovers and puts them on my mailbox. So when I walk my dog, I come home and they're on my mailbox. That same lady. One day, it was Christmas, I bought a pie and went over there and said, "I'm sorry."
Never since then.
We've been really cool. All of them. And they knock on my door, "Hey, Dan, can you help? Hey, Dan." So I was trying to get here. Friday, I was leaving. I was like 9 o'clock. I'm gonna beat the heat. I'm gonna beat the traffic. What guy across the street comes over? Old Frank. He's an old guy, retired. He was gonna beat up old house and stuff. Then I go to emergency. Can you help me? I'm like, "Oh, you bitch." Come on, dude. I want to go. But I had to help him. It only took me an hour, and I had to help him. I pray, please give me opportunities to serve. So when it comes at me, I can't say no. That's really stupid. Wouldn't it be stupid if I prayed for it and then when it was presented to me, I didn't do it? What's the point of that? So I do that, and I know doing that, that's for me. I know what that does for me. That's for me when I do stuff like that. So I tell them all this in rehab. I tell them all that, how great my life is and how, like, in all areas it's changed. And, you know, and it's all true, but a lot of that's you're my people, so there's another level to this We Do Recover for me. There's way, way deeper than that, you know, what you see, the physical world. I'm talking about what's inside here. And how I feel about that. I got here, like I said, when I was 47. I did just about, I don't need to tell you all that, just about everything. And I married two marriages, about 4 DUIs, and thefts, and assaults, and prison, just all kinds of crazy shit from where my disease took me. And then finally I had like almost something about the gift of desperation. You know, I had enough. I was on the, I got out of prison, I was in a halfway house, and I had this apartment and I was working, taking a stroll, but I wasn't doing anything for what was going on. And it was just a matter of time when I just started using again and that. I started using it, and it scared the shit out of me. The fun thing is, I ended up on my floor one morning crying as much as I more than I did in my whole life. And I was saying, why is my soul so sad? Why do I hurt so bad? I just couldn't take one more second of that pain. One more second of being me. I didn't know what the fuck to do. I knew to come to the room. So I came to the rooms and I was, please help me. I don't know how to live. Please help me. And I was met with love, man, and hugs. You know how it says in that we do cover reading, we do, many of us weren't fortunate, more fortunate because we didn't have that opportunity to recover before NA. Well, when I got here, there's people with a lot of credit. I don't know people with 40s and years, man. So when I got here, this thing was established. And I'm fortunate for that. Because I couldn't do anything without it. I couldn't do anything without the people that loved me. And I said, help me, and they did. And they showed me. And I would do whatever. If you told me if I ate a handful of dirt and the pain would stop, I would have ate a handful of dirt. I swear to God, I would have. But that shit hurt. And I'm working the steps of getting involved and doing. Fortunately, I got involved with some people that had like 5, 6, 7 years. There's a whole shitload of them. We do every retreat there was, man. We actually had two of our own little dales that we would go camping. I love the woods. Mass Joseph's Vene in the woods. I'm down. I'm there. It's a good time. So, you know, working this thing in that, and I'm not getting high. My life's getting better. You know what I mean? I'm more responsible. But there's still this gnawing thing inside me, like my disease. Still, you ain't shit. You know what I mean? I can't get nothing right. Isn't it? For no reason, I can feel some kind of way. I mean, it's like this, I just can feel some kind of way, and I can't stand that. Like, why is this fucking happening to me? Why do I gotta still feel this? I'm doing all this work, what is up? How does this stop? And I try to, but Amazon. Stop. And I'm working a program. I'm in this thing. From day one, man, I'm in this thing. But it won't stop. You know what it is? I work at a staff's, I got to tell my secrets in 5. And I never told anybody my secrets. Man, was that fucking freeing to put that stuff out there. You know, so some of that shit, I got rid of some of that shit that I was carrying around. And it's not chewing on my neck anymore. Not as much. And I said, that was good. And also, I got to do that like probably a half a dozen more times with people I trust. Like, give them everything. I'm giving everybody, I ain't gonna give you everything. I'm not stupid. Just the people I love and to trust and know well that I can give them all of that. You know, I feel safer that way. Maybe someday I could. I heard some people from a podium give some stuff like, whoa, dude. Hey, I'm not there. I'm not there. But I got to do that a bunch of times more. Every time it's more free. And I'm okay with some of that stuff today. I really am. It's not eating me as much. So I guess what I'm trying to say is I'm recovering from my past. You know what I mean? From the situations and things that I'm not my past. Those are just experiences I have. Whether they're good or bad, they're just experiences. I'm not that. And that, so it's really cool out of 5 and learning that I can trust people in here and doing that. Then I get into 6 and 7. Oh my God. 6 like really kicked my ass. I was on that thing for about a year or more. I found a list of character defects online. It's like 135 character defects. In a good little attic, I'm an overachiever. I'm going to do this one. Oh my God, was that hurt? I picked it up, I do some, I put it down. But you know what, man? For me, what I'm seeing is, what happened for me is like, I'm just taking a look at stuff, myself and my life and who I was and the things that happened in different, just different angles. First 4 and 5, then 6 and 7, then 7 and 8. I'm looking at the same. I'm looking at the same deal, just different ways. And So that kicked my ass, and seven left me disheartened. You know what I mean? I don't know what I was expecting, but it really left me disheartened. You know, I did all that fucking work. It hurt so bad. And then I go to seven, I want these removed, and fucker ain't removed. What is the deal with this? I just thought all that pain, all that self bitterness, and all my stuff that I struggled with would go away some magical way, but it did not. And I was like, you son of a bitch. So the only thing I could do is move on with 8 and 9. And that, again, helped me with my past. I got to clean up a lot of my mess, so I don't have to carry on any of that stuff anymore. I made amends. I cleaned up. I paid who I had to pay. I just, and you know, by the time that happened, I've been living this thing. So, but you know, the problem with me was I still wasn't okay with being. I'm better, but I'm still can't get. I don't know what it was, man. I don't know how to put that. It's just a disease and a. And this God thing, you know, when we got to 10, 11, and 12, this God thing, and it's like I got this problem with God, and then I got this problem with me. I think there's a relationship there. I think there's something for me to figure out there. I could not maintain a consistent meditation practice. I cannot really get 11. I cannot have the discipline. I cannot do it. I kept trying to find. I'm talking years. I kept struggling and talking. Motherfucker, and I'm still feeling like, why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? Amazon, why are you? I got like 32 fucking fishing poles. Big hobbies where you gotta buy a lot of shit. You got a lot of choice. I make stuff. I go, oh, shit. Oh my God, I got a house full of shit. No, I heard horror. Never fixed me. But I survived it. And today, I think I don't have to do that anymore. But I'm gonna get to the good part here that we need to recover. So I just didn't think it was possible. I thought I was just gonna like be this person. You know what I mean? It just happened. And that, and finally, you know, I moved on. I got another sponsor, and he turned me on to this thing to do. And at the same time, I took suggestions and did some therapy. Now, you know, like I don't know. Some people think like when I say therapy, it's like. That's what did it. I wouldn't even fucking think about therapy if it wasn't for N.A. Mm-hmm. Well, therapy, what are you talking about? You know what I mean? I wouldn't be doing any of this stuff if I wasn't in the program. You know, so it got the credit. It just puts this stuff in front of me. It puts this sponsor in front of me. And those two work together. And I've been doing that for a while. And I've been doing a lot of work, and I've been doing a lot of feeling, I've been doing a lot of crying, I've been doing a lot of fucking grieving, I've been doing a lot of that. I feel like a babbling idiot half the time, man. I'm just sitting on the couch, ah. And I don't know where that's coming from. I'm like, ew. And I've been doing that for fucking months now. Oh, who was that? My buddy called me out to speak for my home group, and it's on the 11th step, and I was at the laundromat at the time, and so I'm in there folding my clothes thinking about the 11th step and the processes. And I start fucking online. I'm in the laundromat and there's fucking people around. I was like, you probably think you're really fucking good. That was about gratitude and love and stuff like that.
That's right.
So, so recently I've been able to maintain a good period of meditation, prayer meditation, and conscious contact. And then what I'm know today is I'm recovering. So like when I say we do recover, what am I recovering? Well, obviously I had this before. You know what I mean? If I'm getting I already had it, I lost it, I'm gonna go get it. What is that to me? You know what? I have to think it's like when I was a little boy, I was just a happy little shit. I didn't care about who, I had no self-conscious. I played ball, I was in the outfield chasing fucking butterflies. I
didn't care less what you're doing.
I didn't lie. I had all this love and everything was like, wow, man, this is beautiful. And I vaguely remember that. And then things happen, which we don't need to get into. We all have our story. And that changed, you know, and I started seeing things differently. And you know, that's the dawn of the apocalypse there. But that's what I'm recovering. That part, that in that heart, that love, that oneness, that connection. My truth is how I see it. I think it's my truth. That's who I truly am. Because everything I told you about, like my experiences and the things I did, and those aren't who I am. Those change. I'm what doesn't change. I've never changed. I'm still that same guy. I'm still that same dude in there. And I get to see that today because of this program. I get to get rid of all that self-conscious shit. I get to put down what happened. Because some shitty things happen, man. I couldn't get past that stuff. And I just had to let it go. You know? Just let it go. So, for me, I think what I'm recovering is love. The love of my heart, man. My love. I can see, I can look at you and see me, man. I can see how we're just the same. You know what I mean? And I don't have to have a resentment towards God. I think I'm part of God. I think we're all part of God. I think we're all a manifestation of love and God. And that's fucking the truth. That's what I'm recovering. That's what I missed in that. And it's everything inside. It has nothing to do with outside. Because all that shit I was telling you about never did it. Well, I am being told that's enough. So thank you so much and enjoy.